WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect. And damn proud of it.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What hurts most are my feelings. You cussed at me. You verbally abused me. Whatever shall I do?
And the indie scene.
I'm Al Philp.
I'm Roddy Piper. This is Awesome Kong.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters. This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults. Obviously, I am the only adult here.
Spud.
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Mace.
I'm going to speak very slowly so you'll understand me.
And the Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
The truth has set me free.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I wasn't aware that version was out. Eh, screw it, why not hear it for a month? This is the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, the Omega. And with me, we have Spug.
Yes.
Yes. We have the part-timer, Mace.
Slightly hungover, but yes.
Did you call off work again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blame one of my best friends having like a very awesome wedding reception with lots of free booze.
One of your best friends.
As you can see, my brain is still fucked.
At this rate, you'll be hosting weekly with us before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Guys, there's no Tim here.
Not for now.
For now.
Huzzah for the moment.
For the moment, huzzah. But only for the moment.
Yeah.
So how is everybody?
Besides
hungover Mace.
I have a confession.
Oh, no.
I've given in. I've gone back to playing WoW.
Oh. You know.
I haven't played since July, and I bought a 2-month subscription on Thursday.
You are our personal Scott Hall. Doesn't matter how long you're off the wagon. Doesn't matter how many times we send you to rehab. We find you with a subscription in your hands.
So true. So true.
I'm not saying anything. I recently redid my subscription for 6 months. So
you, yeah. I am so disappointed in this dais.
You shouldn't be.
You know, at least be current and be like, you know, I am currently obsessed with Skyrim like everybody else.
Fuck Skyrim.
I've been down that road. At least I'm not like all the fancy kids these days and their Star Wars Old Republic betas.
I go
with the good old reliable drugs, goddammit.
I don't want to try any of that fancy methamphetamine. Give me some of that good old crank.
Oh, jeez.
And we're all going to go to hell.
I'm not on World of Warcraft.
I am right now.
You son of a bitch.
That's no joke either. I'm working on redoing my my user interface.
I feel the need to chime in here and say,
if you got World of Warcraft, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the throat.
No, I just feel the need to say that, to play this actually.
And now back to more Geek Talk on Otaku Talk Live with the Slug Guy, Mace, and Omega.
I didn't realize that we had suddenly gone from Sunday to Wednesday.
You and me both, dude.
Well, we're obviously so interested in wrestling right now.
You know, I tried to watch Raw on Monday, and I couldn't. I literally couldn't.
Really?
Yeah, I watched all of maybe 20 minutes of Raw, half hour tops, and I just, it doesn't interest me anymore in the fact that they're so far gone from anything that is remotely entertaining, and I'm not just, and it's not, it's both companies. It's not just WWE or just TNA. It's both companies. They're so far off anything that is personally entertaining for me. Like, I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Ooh.
And that's why you turn back to WoW. Blame Vince McMahon.
John Laurinaitis, it's all your fault.
I'll tell you what, John Laurinaitis means that nobody buys sleeping pills anymore.
God. The son of a bitch has his own shirt now.
Yeah, I saw.
They released the Future Endeavor shirt, and that is such a mistake, because you've got John Laurinaitis on the back, like anyone's going to want it now.
Yeah, if it didn't have his name on the back, it would have actually sold.
Now, here's what you do. Nothing on the back, except maybe, like, a scratched-out WWE logo. Like, you're not allowed to use it anymore. And on the front, in white text, you have, I've been... And then diagonally across it, like a big red stamper, Future Endeavor.
And if you take it to somebody who can do like custom printing on shirts, you take that and on the back you put, I'm going to TNA.
I'll be TNA champion in 2 months.
Oh.
He's not wrong there, though. I know, it took me 3 months to become WWE champion on WWE 12. Jeez, I'm sorry, but the game's more interesting than watching the goddamn shows at the moment.
Yes, Rock, I saw the new Sin Cara shirt. What's the big deal about it? It's just him in the outfit he got injured in.
Look at his crotch area.
No.
That's the big deal about it.
Typically, I avoid it. Oh, son of a... WWE took down the order page for it.
Yeah.
See if I can find a... Yeah, okay, hang on. Get another picture of it. Oh, God!
Yeah. Yeah!
Okay. And yet...
I'm...
you gotta realize, at some point, before they realized what they had done, somebody had looked at that picture on that shirt in a mock-up and gone, that's okay for sale.
Well, it's like the dicks on the cover of The Little Mermaid. You know, you just don't notice it at first.
Then it creeps up on you and you're like, what the hell, my childhood?
You know, what I find funny is like, you look at that Sin Cara t-shirt and we can automatically know, the cynical assholes that we are automatically know what's wrong with that. Like, a 7-year-old kid has no fucking clue why anybody would be freaked out about that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
None!
Until some other older kid on the playground points out that they're wearing Sin Cara's pee-pee.
I have failed yet again. I started out. I was doing so good making a nice, clean user interface. Now it's all cluttered again. I fail. I fail. I failed.
Right.
Mace, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, I know. Trying to keep this on track for being a wrestling show.
Dude, we haven't... All right, let's put it this way. The three of us haven't been together in each other's company as far as doing a show, like doing any show, period, in over a month.
Unless you count last week.
Unless you count
Fuck last week. Fuck last week, to be quite honest with you, sir.
You know, it's, you know, we're a good 14 minutes into this show. Do we actually want to try and do anything?
I suppose.
So, aside from the fact that you could not give two shits about Raw, did you at least catch the ending?
No, I didn't. I don't, I wasn't kidding when I said I don't fucking care.
Mace.
I pretty much watched the entire show on fast forward, so I probably missed something.
Okay, so is it just me that caught the part where R-Truth got laid out by The Miz?
Oh, no, I saw that.
Yeah, figured that'd be hard to miss.
A white guy beating up a black guy?
Yeah, apparently R-Truth failed a wellness test right around the same time as Evan Bourne, but, you know, he's got shit to do, so they took till now to actually take him off TV.
Yeah, because, you know, you couldn't have inserted any other heel into that high-profile match of The Rock versus The Rock with The Rock as The Rock's tag team partner.
Seems like a whole lot of Rock for a guy who was in the match for all of 4 minutes.
But that's how he tells it. You gotta remember that.
True.
Is that like that AC/DC song, Whole Lotta Rosie, only not, you know, a whole lot of Rock? Just saying.
A lot of Rocky.
A whole lot of Rocky. Bam.
I find it funnier, though, that here it is, the whole wellness suspension thing comes off the back of what is essentially the legal version of marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is there's a lot of people getting fucked up on that stuff, dude. I mean, fucked up on that stuff.
Yeah, the stuff is one of those things where it's legal only because it's not illegal yet.
Yeah, they haven't found a way to make it illegal. It's kind of like those e-cigs. The moment the FDA can figure out a way to make those actually illegal, you won't be able to get them anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is pretty stupid, but...
Ay, ay, ay.
So, yeah. R-Truth suspended.
R-Truth suspended, and apparently, in 30 days, we're going to see him come back as a face again.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't understand.
Yeah, well, it's Vince McMahon seeing dollar signs in Little Jimmy t-shirts.
Yeah,
I'll be
sell,
a good
but,
boy.
But they only sell because R-Truth hates Little Jimmy. If suddenly R-Truth loves Little Jimmy again, besides that being very scary and illegal, it's not going to get people behind the character again.
The other reason they're doing it is because you look at Raw's landscape right now, and you've only got two over baby faces in Cena and Punk. And if one of them goes out, you're pretty much done with Raw.
Like, they haven't based Raw around one singular baby face before.
You're not wrong. I'm just repeating the article.
I know, but the article is wrong, sir.
Wait. You mean Raw, his, fuck me.
No.
Oh my god, I lost my
For the last card. Time, no.
You mean Raw's never ever, Mace, did the whole show around one babyface? God, that fucking joke took way too goddamn long.
See what happens when you get back on World of Warcraft.
You know what? I stopped fucking with it. I'm just sitting here. My brain literally just froze.
Quick, hit Hulk, Hulk, Hulk. Screw it. Joke about it.
What is wrong with you two? My
God. It's going to be one of those kind of
nights.
Just
the three of us for the first time in forever, and you come back like two rank amateurs.
Oh, it's going to be one of those kind of nights, buddy.
I'm sorry if we can't be all fancy like you, Mr. HD Omega. That's going to be scary. You with your new HD camera, we're going to see how more girly you look in high definition.
Oh, shut up.
I hear you actually have to wear makeup on the HD cameras now.
That's going to be different for Omega Y.
At least it'll give something him and his mom to bond over. All right, now I'm feeling it. See you, Mason. I got a couple of jokes off. Omega's pissed. We're good. We're back on track.
You two sit down, or I will turn this show around.
Don't make me pull over.
That's it. Back to Winnipeg.
One more joke, and nobody's going to Wally World. God. Okay, at the very least, can we get just how unfair the wellness policy is to the mid-card compared to the top card?
Dude, that wellness policy is a joke. An absolute joke. He gets a month off. Him and Evan Bourne did the same thing. They're getting a month off for public face. They literally only got fined $2,500.
And given the multi-million dollar contracts that most of those guys are under, $25,000.
They have let guys go for second and third violations, though.
Mace, not $25,000. $2,500. Not $25,000.
Pocket change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Makes you wonder why they even bother them.
Because it looks good in the press. Look,
and since when has the press given a shit about wrestling?
When somebody dies?
I don't mean...
It's been how long?
I don't mean actual press. I mean... The sad thing is, as much as WWE denies and hates the dirt sheets, this is the kind of move they make to keep people reading dirt sheets happy. That's the sad thing. That's where the public relations effort of the wellness policy is going.
Yeah. Bit of a shame.
But they have fired people for second and third violations before.
Yeah, but look at what the second and third violations were for at the time. I mean, they were awful violations.
Not to mention, one of the guys that got taken out for the second and third violations was Jeff Hardy, who is still wrestling.
Yeah.
God. If you can call it wrestling.
Yeah, true. He is in TNA, and it's not like wrestling matters.
Well, it turns out within the first few weeks of him coming back, he fucked his back up. So now he's not even wrestling, like Jeff Hardy should wrestle.
Finally, it's the end times of Jeff Hardy. Dude, we knew this day was going to come where his body was finally going to go, you know what? Fuck this, I'm out. Now we're finally getting those times.
Yeah. Just about. He gets to see... let him go. Give him plenty of time to visit his brother, who is still locked up on $1 million bail.
And yet Jeff Hardy's the one that's still free to work.
There's your house,
his dog, and he's still allowed to walk free. Yet his brother tries to get clean, fails, and he's the one in prison.
There's your discrepancy between top and mid card behavior.
Yeah, true.
So Matt Hardy is currently sitting in jail doing the time that Jeff Hardy should be doing.
Yep.
Any of you get this feeling like this is like Nick Cage and John Travolta in Face Off kind of situation going?
I'm just trying to imagine the scene where they actually take the faces and swap them around. But then again, they'd both be doing coke, so it doesn't really matter which face you
Okay, we've switched the faces. I need a lot of hair dye.
Just dip your head in the bucket of paint. It's okay.
And now your face, too. Like, just get the whole head in there.
Well, there was one point where Jeff Hardy basically looked like he took several buckets of paint and just splashed it over the top of him before he walked out of the
There was a part where he literally did that on camera, where it looked like he would just splashed the cheapest face paint you could possibly buy onto himself. He just streaked it down his face.
Because he's being all arty and edgy. No, that's just being fucking retarded.
No, this is back when he was coming out for a Monsters Ball match, looking at the camera going, I'm a monster, grr. Most fucking idiotic thing I've seen someone do in an attempt to be cool.
I believe that's a clip. I'm a monster, grr.
And there's your other one.
2 for 2.
It's fantastic.
Okay, since no one gave two shits about Raw, did anyone catch SmackDown?
Nope.
What part of...
I'm trying desperately to hold this boat together.
Alright, I tell you what. Why don't we do the great debate and go to quick hits, and then we can wrap the show and then talk about whatever the fuck we want for another hour.
Trying to think of the listeners here. Can I please at least try to get something in here?
I'm sorry, Omega. Don't you like it when people talk over the top of you?
Oh, God. Yeah, you would have seen that tweet.
Yeah.
Swear to God, some of the people I tried to talk to like go completely deaf when you open your mouth.
So you've been talking to Tim.
Yeah. Can I at least talk Daniel Bryan trying to cash in on SmackDown?
Sure. What the fuck's up with that?
The guess is the WWE is trying to test the waters to see if he would actually work as a world champion, or how the audience would respond to it. And since no one gave two fucks about SmackDown, I will inform you that he got a pretty loud pop when it happened.
Who did?
Daniel Bryan.
Well, duh! You didn't think he would?
Well, considering WWE...
Creative thing.
Yeah, considering WWE's barely used him in the last 3 months...
That's because, like the majority of the people who listen to this show, WWE creative can be fucking retarded at times.
Don't take it out on the people listening to the show.
I said at times. We all can be retarded at times.
Yes, like when trying to do Jeff Hardy impersonations.
Indeed.
So, yeah, he tries to cash in Money in the Bank. He actually does win the title and then gets it all revoked. Because apparently Mark Henry was not fit to wrestle. Which is complete horseshit.
As I've seen,
Money in the Bank cashed in on a guy who just went against 5 others in an Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah. That just, the entire scenario just sounds pants on head retarded.
Yeah, pretty much. They bullshitted away because Mark Henry was injured going into that episode of SmackDown because, you know, the spot at the end of Survivor Series. So technically he was not medically cleared to wrestle that night.
So he's not Kurt Angle and can wrestle with a broken freaking ankle?
What's wrong?
This does raise an interesting point. If you are scared of facing someone with Money in the Bank, break your ankle. Just walk around in a cast, do the Cowboy Bob Orton thing for, you know, a couple of years.
Yeah, because, you know, that won't completely ruin the gimmick of the world's strongest man. I have the world's strongest injury. Now get me my back in the KFC.
Well, the upside is everything got rebooted. The money in the bank is still legal for him to use, and he gets a title shot anyway.
Fucking rebooted. What is this, DC Comics?
It just means he never technically used it because he tried to cash it in on somebody who was not eligible to wrestle. It's like if he cashed in money in the bank on the popcorn vendor. Which would have been hysterical.
Yeah. So now I'm just wondering with this whole reboot thing, which version are we going to go with? Is it Daniel Bryan Prime punches the earth? Or does Super Cena fly the world backwards for 24 hours? Or does Vince McMahon make a deal dressed as a Red Devil?
No, I'm projecting his sister screws up reality and depowers 90% of the wrestlers on the planet.
So we still have Super Cena, in other words.
Yeah, but just as a twist, Randy Orton will become skinny and frail.
Interesting. And this will only cost you $3.99 a month. Yeah, that was just real geeky even for us.
God. If someone got the decimation reference in there, yeah. You need to be laid. Okay, I think it's officially commercial time.
I would hope so.
You would hope so?
Yeah.
You would be right. You are listening to WTR Sunday Night. Stay tuned. We are coming back right after this.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on. Let me...
Why do you always just end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're not the host of the show. Will is the producer.
Shut up.
Producer's not the show.
Shut up. For the trunk, Rob Parks.
Why
does Rob Parks still do it? We waited forever for Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob.
Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? For William S. McConnell, and for, unfortunately, the lone jobber, and for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait.
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big... Wow. Insult myself real bad. Wow. All right, when everyone was listening to that, forget about it. Forget. Wow. God damn it, jobber.
What I do?
Right. I'm Rob Hunt, your godfather tree for whoever the hell Big Daddy Ace was.
Peace!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get. Only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein.
the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
This is Steven Salas from Kane All Pro Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestler Talk Radio. Don't forget, the number one show in wrestling, coming from the number one wrestler in Western Canada. Cocaine nose and trendy clothes.
Now listen, this ain't no make-believe. Come on, open your eyes and see. Now get up and follow me, cause I'm gonna show you what the future will be. Too much wasted time, ain't gonna waste no more. No, baby. Now take this. Here I come.
And another WWE theme you will hear ripped off in TNA within the next month. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night.
Yay! Are we getting to the point where we're going na-na-na-na?
Yep, it's na-na-na-na time. John Morrison's Yay. On his last week.
Yay! So how long till he pops up in TNA? 90 days? 91 days?
I don't even think a non-compete... Like, I think it's a Christian situation here, because he's leaving
contract,
as his contract expires.
Yeah, contract expires, he can jump straight into it.
Yeah, the no-compete clause is moot.
It's a shame that he's meant to be on Raw, isn't he? So you can't even do, like, the weird time warp thing that Rick Rude did once upon a time. So you remember when Rick Rude did the weird time warp thing where he appeared on Raw at the exact same time he appeared on Nitro?
Ah, yes, that.
Yeah, so you had Morrison showing up on, like, TNA on Thursday, and then he shows up on SmackDown on Friday.
Impact is taping this week.
Yeah, but aren't they taping on a Monday?
Yeah, that's true.
Ah, damn it.
But I think he's apparently done with the company. Most likely, I think they blew him off on the internet.
Oh, that is. Well, they were poking fun of it on the Z True Long Island story.
What, you mean they didn't add him to the turkey list?
Well, someone had the brilliant. Well, apparently Zach had the brilliant idea to. Invite John Morrison out and have this little skit that involved a long white limo.
Okay.
And, yeah, and the second he steps in, they cut to the Vince limo explosion. Morrison, they played it so straight-faced. Like, Morrison at the same time, like, did the same thing Vince did, where he took his foot in, stuck it back out, and stuck it back in.
And then kaboom.
And then kaboom. So, you know, okay, this plane, you know, they're having a little bit of fun with the character. From the reports I saw that he still had, yes, Rock. From the reports I saw, he still has this last week to go, so WWE will probably do their customary complete burial of the character on Monday.
So, what, he goes and does his intro for one last time, and instead of it slowing down, it just speeds up really, really quick, so it just plays at, like, 2x speed or something.
Get him the fuck out of here. Just speed up all of his footage.
That'd be good to see. It'd be like, they have him do, cut a promo afterwards, and they forget to turn the speed back to normal, so he sounds like a chipmunk. But I did read a little bit extra on this morning, when I was checking the news sites, and supposedly, his loudmouth girlfriend's already out going, "It's not my fault!"
Oh, yes it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's examine here. You know, Morrison was probably the most talented guy to walk into the WWE in the last decade. Got absolutely no freaking push from it. And I don't know. Maybe it's just me. This feels like one of WWE's biggest failings, that they never actually capitalized on this guy. Well, you got someone that's actually unique and stylized in the ring and can actually get over with the fans with what he does in a wrestling match.
But did they release the him thing.
Yet? His contract is expiring. He didn't re-sign.
But the thing is, they did take advantage of him. If you remember, he was champion on SmackDown a few times. And he was an ECW champion as well.
He wasn't a world champion, though.
No, but here's the thing. Him and his dumbass girlfriend opened their mouths at WrestleMania.
Yep.
That's where the push ended.
Yeah, you sort of... That type of thing happens when you snub one of the biggest draws in women's wrestling in the last decade.
Yeah.
But we just sit there going, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey, get the fuck out.
It's really, man, it really does annoy me, though.
Hope you enjoy TNA, John Morrison. Not like they're going to do a whole lot more with you, too.
He really is one of the guys that they would make champion within a week.
Yeah.
Much.
He's going to be the guy that comes in like 2 weeks or something and gets his first match against Bobby Roode for no reason whatsoever and wins.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks from now, he'll wrestle Bobby Roode, win the belt, he'll have the most amazing match of the year with AJ Styles, and then he'll drop the belt and never be heard from again.
No, you gotta remember, he goes from the match with AJ Styles to the match with Christopher Daniels, and then disappears.
Well, then inexplicable three-way.
Yeah, and somehow his little bitch of a girlfriend gets hired and... I don't know, eats out Gail Kim on camera or something.
Oh, jeez.
I've been told by Jersey Girl that they want Morrison to feud with Aries the second he sets foot in TNA. But that means the X Division would actually have to mean something.
Yeah, see, the unfortunate thing here is that there is an amazing roster of talent in TNA that he could have really, really good matches with. I doubt they'll ever use him properly, since they don't use any of their talent properly.
Because, well, here's his debut. It'll be, what's his face, Garrett Bischoff, you know, Eric's kid,
right.
In one of his oh-so-great matches. All of a sudden, Morrison will come out of the crowd and attack him and side with Eric and... There you go. There's your next 6 month feud that I'm sure will draw people to the toilet. It'll drive up the concession stands.
So
they'll sell more because people won't be watching the matches. They'll be going and buying drinks.
So what the hell do you call him now?
Jimmy Nitro.
Jimmy Nitro. Yeah, because we've gone through Johnny Nitro. We've gone through Johnny Spade.
They'd probably do something stupid and actually go with something like Jomo.
See, I honestly thought for a second, I think WWE actually has Jomo on some of their promotionals for him, so I don't think they'd actually get around to using that one. I thought it was hilarious when he first came in and they kept hitting either copyright problems with his names or just, you know, one or two things didn't work out or it clashed with someone else's name, and I thought they were going to make a gimmick out of him that every week he changed his name.
That would have been funny. Because eventually they get down to something like Sim Shom Samadu.
It's Johnny insert noun here.
And eventually it gets to insert a funny name here. It sounds like one of those like really lame creator wrestlers where somebody forgets to put in the name and all of a sudden the character's coming out as player one.
Now see, why weren't they doing that when TNA was promoting their video game through an actual character?
What, somebody standing at ringside with a controller saying, do this suicide, do that!
Yeah, give him a manager named Player One.
And you know what? I find absolutely no fault in that because I can see that happening. I was sitting there going, is there a way to fault this? No. And it would make more sense in TNA than anything else they've done lately.
Oh my god, he's actually having fun with an idea. Burn him!
It's an idea that's original and fresh. We can't have that in this business. Quick, rip off something from the 90s! I swear to God, I actually tried watching Impact this morning. I got to the women's six-woman lingerie match, and I'm like, I'm watching WWE from 1998.
Raw is war again.
The only difference is the women these days have bigger tits.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's.
Did you happen to catch a little bit of a subliminal message on Monday's Raw during their little Twitter graphics?
No, but I do know about this only because here in Australia, whenever any little promotional things or the little Twitter box pops up, it's all blurred out on our screens. But I did find out about the video that popped up during Raw.
Yes. Yeah, apparently they
watched it.
Yeah, they played a YouTube, the URL to a YouTube channel on their little Twitter graphics. It begins 2012 with a really cryptic video about apparently someone's impending return.
Yes, and I know Spugs already talked about this on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Elemojic. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, Spug pretty much hit the nail on the head.
And that nail was?
Vince McMahon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's my answer.
But he's come back to... No.
Mm-hmm.
He's come back before. He came back to take Triple H out of power, and there wasn't any big deal behind it.
But it wasn't... If you listen to the ending sentence, he will come back to reclaim what is rightfully his.
This is pro wrestling. They could be talking about any single belt. I mean, for all we know, this is an Undertaker return promo.
It could be. Could be Kane, could be Mankind.
It's not Kane, because Kane's
got his
own return promos.
Yeah.
With a flaming mask and everything.
I don't think it'd be Undertaker, though.
All right.
Because
who it is?
There's nothing for Taker.
It's X-Pac.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, no, I'll go you on better. It's the Return of the Usos.
Jimmy!
They haven't gone anywhere yet, Mace. They can't return. They haven't left.
Really? Because I haven't really seen them on TV in a while.
Here we go. You fire Jey Uso, and then Jimmy Uso can be our truth little buddy. He can be little Jimmy.
I like it. Which means it'll never happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how anybody can get an Undertaker return promo out of that, though.
Yeah, now with the really creepy kid in black and white doing a test in school for some reason.
It sort of reminded me of almost like a Raven promo. Back from the Sandman feud when he was using Taylor.
God, it's so hard to pin that down just because it's so indescript. Like, we really don't have all that long before it's, you know, just over a month before this is actually going to come out. So, you know, they're going to get a little bit more obvious as we go. I mean, the Undertaker return promo wasn't clear at first either. The second one was obvious as hell.
Yeah, well, that's because everybody was expecting the Undertaker return promo last year.
Right.
Except everybody went, it's Sting! Don't you retards? But yeah, it's an interesting little concept. We'll see how it plays out, because like you said, we've got, what, just over a month until it actually happens.
January 2nd. Maybe
it's
the
Is it anything special? Like, is there a 3-hour Raw planned on that date, or is it an official location?
I don't know.
Rock, find informations!
As far as I know, the next 3-hour Raw is going to be the return of the Slammies, which I can't remember if that's this week or next week.
The 12th.
Okay.
That I do know, it's the 12th.
So it is, okay, so I was wrong on every account there. Still, they're not, as far as I know, they're not doubling up any of these. Maybe it's yet another really bad Brodus Clay tease that isn't going to pay off.
Yeah, it could be. I believe we were saying the other day that Brodus Clay will make his debut in WWE 12 before he makes his debut on television.
Most likely.
Coming available download in 2012 for WWE 12. And if you missed our special show we did, check out the archive at wildtalkradio.com. We put it under review.
Wait. You guys reviewed something?
Yes, we did. Didn't we, Mace?
Yep, and we did it without storylines.
Gimmick infringement?
We weren't reviewing plastic toys from Japan, so there's no gimmick infringement.
Fuck you anyway. Was it in HD? I bet it wasn't.
HD audio, bitch.
The game's in HD.
You know what that means, Omega? You just got served.
Oh no, I am served.
That movie was on today, and I could not help but watch it for about 15 minutes and realize how retarded that movie actually is.
Poor bastard. Were you that bored?
I was.
With your WoW account?
Wasn't playing WoW at the time. It was in between football games.
Football.
Mm-hmm. It was in between gridiron games.
Yeah, Mace, that's that American game that has very little to do with people's feet.
Just like every other form of football on the planet.
No, you've got soccer, which, you know, is all feet.
Yeah, but they use their heads as well, sir.
And chests.
Yeah.
And knees.
So, head, shoulders, knees and toes. Knees and toes, knees and toes.
Eyes and ears and mouth and nose. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
God, deep fucking rail.
We actually expected this show with just the three of us to stay on the rails.
No, I'm trying. I'm trying to be a good little broadcaster and actually read my run sheet. This is the part where I'm supposed to talk about CM Punk speaking about The Rock, but fuck The Rock.
Yeah.
That I did see.
Well, more read than anything else.
He has to see it to read it.
True, I guess. For all we know, Spud can read Braille.
Okay,
feel
do
the
you
letters
know
out and read.
Okay, on his computer monitor.
why not? Today's technology, that wouldn't surprise me.
It probably could be done on the iPhone.
Yes, because...
patented goosebump technology.
So yeah, CM Punk basically trashing The Rock.
Gee, Mace, I think he's stealing your shtick.
No, I'm just happy that CM Punk supports my theory. Well, you're actually expecting me to elaborate on this?
No.
Well, there you go. This is where you guys talk.
I said my piece. Fuck The Rock. And CM Punk agrees with me.
I'm all for what CM Punk did. I think, you know, that needs to be said more often. Maybe The Rock will go away completely.
Punk is very lucky that he is very over and selling a lot of merchandise by doing this, because, you know, this is the kind of thing that got Morrison out of a job.
Is CM Punk angling for a match with The Rock?
Why would you?
Money.
And because of the fact that CM Punk could wrestle rings around The Rock?
CM Punk would just make The Rock look foolish.
And that would be his point.
No. I mean, it would be bad foolish. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Mace. Green guy gets just out of training. They put him in with the main eventer because they figure the main eventer can carry him a little bit and make the match look halfway decent. And then all of a sudden they realize just how green the new kid is.
Yeah, but then again, I could also see it being Hulk Hogan versus Shawn Michaels from, SummerSlam 2006?
Yeah.
where Shawn
Michaels... Complete with the overdone bumps. Shawn Michaels, the rubber band.
Well, he knew he wasn't going to win, so it was just like, okay, fuck it, I'll be Gumby.
I still watch that match every now and again just for a laugh.
No, it's not an eyebrow raise. CM Punk should bump every time he uses a catchphrase.
So, all of a sudden, we've turned into a game of Phoenix Wright Ace Detective.
Objection!
The Rock says...
Oh, hey, it works in Marvel vs. Capcom. Oh, no, wait. No, it doesn't. He plays like crap from what I hear.
I do.
There's no Mega Man in it.
Technically, there is now.
Well, you know.
Technically, but it's Capcom professionally trolling people at this rate.
Wait, I just worked out Morrison's new gimmick. He can be Mega Man. DNA.
Well, this is why WWE's canning him this week. It's like, hey, look, you're over and you're really talented. We got nothing for you. Bye. And with that commercial time, gentlemen.
Yay!
You're listening to WTR Sunday Night, or what's left of it. Stay tuned.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present, such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
With the X Factor, I got everything I ever wanted, and I'll make it that bad. Yo. Oh, I know you hate the X Factor, but you ain't gotta look at me like that. I said you ain't gotta look at me like that. Hey, everybody, this is X Rod. And you're listening to the Wildcat Radio Network.
You run around pulling stunts like that. See, never in my life could I front like that. I ain't caught like that. I couldn't run like that.
That's a bitch
in to take my hat off.
Suck it.
Off. Remember back when things looked grim. I spent a lot of money with time off.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Hello, Fia Gastron. May I help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to place an order, please.
What would you like?
Vegetable fried rice.
Huh?
Vegetable fried rice.
Only vegetable.
Vegetable
Hello?
Fried rice. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, vegetable
no
fried
meat.
Rice.
And do you, egg is okay? No egg.
Egg okay. Egg okay.
Okay.
No bok choy?
Oh, we don't have bok choy.
No bok choy? Okay.
Yes.
Snow peas? You have snow peas?
Yeah, we have snow peas.
Extra snow peas.
What do you mean? You mean the fried rice?
Yes, fried rice.
Oh, fried rice, we don't have snow pea.
No snow pea?
Yeah.
The chicken? You put chicken in there?
Yeah, we have chicken fried rice.
But
you want chicken fried rice?
No, I want the vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Oh, that means the chicken fried rice, yeah?
No, vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Hello, we have seafood fried rice, beef fried rice, chicken fried rice. Or if you don't want meat, we can make a vegetable fried rice for you. So you want chicken or no chicken?
No, I want the vegetables and the chicken. Can you do both?
We have like a fried rice, we have green peas inside. Not too much vegetables.
Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time. On the Wild Talk Radio Network. Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want, located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
This is the Ultimate Warrior! I am taking time from my job delivering pizza for Papa John's to tell all the little mortal warriors out there to tune into this radio program from the seventh moon of Raxor in the Gaxan Galaxy, called Wrestle Talk Radio. This show is on during the apex of the sun and the dark side of Saturn, otherwise known to the masses as Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Zones. Or when the WWE or TNA pay-per-viewerships finish and the warrior stands supreme over the fallen victims of X-Lax. So go, puny masses, and listen to the show, because the power of the warrior come at you to do it. Now the warrior needs to go and deliver this meat lover's pizza to the mortals that ordered it.
From Canadian All Pro Wrestling, and you're tuned in to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night.
Yes, we're still here. Still doing a show.
And apparently, Brodus Clay is going to re-debut on Raw tomorrow.
Right.
By destroying John Morrison. Of course, we're not supposed to know that. Okay. Mace. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Okay. I won't, like, leak it to any dirt sheets or anything.
Good.
Yeah.
You can't let the fucking internet media get a hold of it.
Could be worse. It could be the mainstream media getting a hold of it. if it's one thing that I've come to notice, is that the mainstream media can't handle any story properly. Or even do any research on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I am shocked and appalled.
Really?
Do explain, Mace. Please, enlighten the people.
Well, okay, pretty much all of us here are video game players of a certain degree. And I saw an article this morning via one of the newspaper websites here talking about how to explain this. Pretty much, young kids are influenced more by the video game violence and how they're becoming desensitized to it, and games like World of Warcraft and Minecraft, of all things, are causing kids to become violent and won't go to school or won't, you know, go to sleep at proper times. You know, all the things that would be done properly through, you know, good parenting.
You know, those arguments are so stupid and poorly thought, poorly worded. I don't even want to give them. I don't want to give them enough credit by talking about them.
Yeah.
They are literally not worth mentioning. Yes. The mass media, when it comes to video games, are a bunch of fucking morons.
Yep.
Bottom line.
Come here, Alberto Del Rio, and I'll drop you on your head. Yes, I'm playing WWE 12.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
You know what they don't have in WWE 12? They don't have the Piper's Pit.
No, they don't.
But guess what? Who will have the Piper's Pit tomorrow night on Raw?
TNA.
Is that game out for the Wii?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it?
Supposedly. Yes.
Huh. I have a copy sitting on the hard drive for my Nintendo Wii at the moment.
Nice.
Anyway, the Piper's
Pit. Except I'd rather play the PS3 version.
Yeah. Anyway, the Piper's Pit is going to be on Raw tomorrow, featuring John Cena.
Boo. Because, you know, that's a great use of Roddy Piper.
Yep. Well, you can't do anything like, you know, Piper's Pit with CM Punk.
No, because that would be entertaining.
No, yeah. We can't have that. You know this.
God forbid we have entertainment on our wrestling shows.
Can't do anything logical like that.
But the question is, why would you be doing a Piper's Pit with John Cena?
Because John Cena needs to do something till WrestleMania.
What, so he's going to get in a feud with Roddy Piper?
I have a feeling that Miz gets involved. Just call it a hunch.
You reckon?
Yeah, just call it a hunch.
You ready? Alright. You hear announcing Hulk Hogan's divorce settlement.
Does she get the yellow trunks?
Linda got 40% ownership in the various companies owned by Hulk, as well as $7.44 million of the couple's $10.41 million bank account, and an initial $3 million in property.
Right.
He doesn't have to pay alimony, though.
That's all right.
Yeah, bitch gets $10 million worth of shit, yeah. I wouldn't want to pay her any more either.
And continues to make money off the companies.
Which, you know, this explains why Hogan is whoring himself out to Rent-A-Center.
Mind you, you know what would have worked better for Linda? Is if she went to try and get like a 40% ownership of the Hulk Hogan trademark.
That'd be about alimony.
Well, think about it. The Hulk Hogan name alone would be worth more annually than what she's going to make off those companies.
See, I want to know is which one of them got legal rights to bail out their son from prison.
I think that would have been one of those clauses in the divorce where it's like, no, you do this. No, you can do it. I don't want this kid.
Okay,
He's your kid.
I'll give you $3 million in property settlement. You pick him up every time he fucks up.
but I am also wondering, who got control of Brooke?
Nobody has control of Brooke.
The shackles in Hogan's basement.
You have to wonder if it wasn't for the fact that the kids are of legal age. If there was actually like a custody hearing, do you think that you'd have like Hogan's exploits in the world of wrestling being used against him? This is why he's a bad father. He's a bad father. Why? Because he's a wrestler. Okay.
Hey, look at that. He sucker punched Sylvester Stallone.
Who in the right mind should have children under the name of Thunderlips?
Anyway, moving on.
Yep.
Well, we have a report that says that apparently WWE has been trying to fire Maryse for the last year.
Really?
Largely due to her history of non-PG activity.
Okay, would that be before or after she signed with the company?
I think, considering its history, I would say before. Apparently, they didn't do anything about it because she was in a relationship with The Miz at the time.
So, in other words, her stint with Playboy. Which I'm quite sure they would have known about before they signed her with the company.
Well, she posed for Playboy. She wants to do it again. You know,
when they brought her in, she wasn't PG. They weren't PG.
Right. That's one reason you saw a lot of divas get cut away. Because they, you know, they all flash their tits at one point or another.
Yeah.
I found it hilarious that they just, you know, she was asked if she'd be joining TNA and confirmed that she had absolutely no interest in joining America's number two promotion. So we never have to watch her wrestle again. So I take this as a good news story.
Did she even wrestle in the first place?
Attempt to wrestle.
She was a former champion.
That is so unfortunate.
But she was a good character till they screwed it up. She was actually one character that would actually get heat.
Because he couldn't understand the words she was fucking saying.
Good point.
Yeah, never have I wanted subtitles more in wrestling.
Yeah. So, how about an Undertaker update?
Sure. Why not?
Apparently, during his absence, he had another hip and shoulder operation.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the latest word is he is recovered well and ready for Mania already, though they have absolutely no idea. Well, I should read the article first. Then I will open my mouth. We do not know who Taker's opponent is for WrestleMania 28, but apparently they've already decided on him.
They've decided on the top three matches.
Yeah, the John Cena and The Rock, Taker's match, and they've decided on a third match already.
And it does not involve Steve Austin.
I reckon, seeing as it's the 20th anniversary or whatever it is, 20th win in the row for The Undertaker, I reckon they should bring back Jake Roberts. Go back to number one.
Can they get him out of rehab?
I don't think he could make it to the door. He'd trip over Scott Hall on the way out.
But he could just use the same always escape
to back to Scott Hall.
6 degrees of Scott Hall.
Jack Daniels to Jake Roberts to Scott Hall. Boom. Where was I?
I don't know. The Undertaker is healthy.
Something to do with Jack
Daniels. Yeah, there's a news article that you never thought you'd hear. Undertaker's healthy.
For once.
Healthy? What's that?
Thing where you don't have anything wrong with you.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think that ever works with The Undertaker.
Yeah, no.
I think he's just in good enough condition to wrestle.
Yeah.
Good enough.
The duct tape is holding.
He's okay-ish.
It's the Rey Mysterio health plan.
Yeah, we have
see, this is what happens when economy...
That's actually the one I'm wondering about. What's the update on Rey Mysterio?
Last I read, he's touch and go for WrestleMania.
Maybe Undertaker's just like on an HMO now and said, oh yeah, he's fine.
He goes to Dr. Nick Riviera.
Hi everybody. Where was I?
You're in Wonderland battling the Jabberwocky.
Once again, the Undertaker is actually close to being healthy.
Okay, Undertaker's close to being healthy.
Yes.
Because I don't think the man will ever reach 100% again.
I don't even think he was ever 100% to begin with. I think he was born to at least 80%. He was born and then he had to go and get a neck and shoulder surgery or something.
Oh, when he burned up his brother, he tripped and blew out his hip for the first time. Apparently...
The amount of times that Paul Bearer had to kiss his ouchies after a match.
Okay, rub the urn where it hurts.
Oh.
You come to find out that the urn just had, like, the flashlight and then a shit ton of ice packed into it.
I can actually agree with that.
Moving on. Vince is apparently giving the nod to DiBiase to get a full-on push. He's being rewarded for his DiBiase posse tailgating parties, which I have never heard of to this point.
Apparently it's something he does on Twitter.
Something he does on Twitter. Well,
he promotes it on Twitter and then he parties with the fans before the shows.
What the fucking shit. The idea with DiBiase and also Zack Ryder was to reward those who came up with original ideas to get over. In other words, ideas that the writers didn't come up with.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Because
reward worked so well for Zack Ryder.
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. I don't know, like, you know, okay, being the son of the Million Dollar Man isn't enough to get pushed. He has to whore himself on Twitter.
Everybody's got a price.
Oh, God.
Hey, just be surprised that they didn't give him, like, a new version of Virgil.
They did. It's called Virgil. Or don't you recall that?
No, because you know Virgil so remember. You can remember him so well.
You don't remember. They did the they did it.
Yeah, they did.
They gave him Virgil. The real Virgil. Because, you know, lucky for WWE, he was free.
Not that he was available. That's how much he cost.
Yeah, that too. Poor Virgil.
See, I remember DiBiase getting the $1 million title off his old man for a while.
Yeah, I think Goldust stole it. You know, and that's about as much as they ever did with a feud there.
Yeah. And yet we're getting the amazing feud of Cody Rhodes versus Booker T.
What?
that was about as much of SmackDown as I watched.
That happened on Raw, too.
Was it?
Yeah, they started on
Raw.
See,
I can't tell the shit apart anymore.
Yeah.
I want to see Cody versus Dustin.
There is a petition to get that to happen.
But first, we have to go through Cody Rhodes versus Booker T. For no reason whatsoever, because...
For no reason.
Well,
yeah,
reasoning... Their reasoning is because Booker T badmouthed Cody on the announcer's desk and Cody threw water in his face. The water slap of doom.
No.
Well, typically, if that's all it takes, then R-Truth should be a villain for all time.
Here's a thought. Alright? Who was a tag partner of Booker T for a good long while?
Goldust.
Right. At some point, there's going to be a tag match between Booker T and a partner and Cody Rhodes and a partner.
Wait, Spud, that sounds logical, dude, so it's not going to work.
Yeah, big problem there. Can we dress him up as a lumberjack again?
Sure, why not?
So no. So what you're saying is that because it's logical... And because it would make fucking sense and give us the feud that we want, eventually, it can't happen?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, this is WWE logic. They don't do anything that, like, people would actually think would be logical and have history and references and stuff like that.
I'll take Spunk's point and say when it happens, the week after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it could happen. Maybe.
Goldust appears in the Rumble. Booker T still feuding with Cody Rhodes. They do the match on SmackDown. More logic to this story that it should be given.
Yeah.
What's our next story, Omega?
Well, believe it or not, Zack Ryder currently has a little bit of heat on him. Because apparently he dyed his hair blonde without permission.
How dare he?
Oh my god. They're upset because it now does not match his dark-haired merchandise.
Right.
This is what it comes down to.
Now they're just trolling for reasons to, like,
bury him.
Yeah.
The first half hour of Raw was pretty much devoted to the guy. I think they're doing a little bit more with him now.
A little bit.
I mean, The Rock was putting him over at SummerSlam, and they played it on WWE TV.
SummerSlam?
Survivor Series, sorry.
SummerSlam!
SummerSlam! God, I'm Mike Adamly now.
Summerfest!
Survivor Brawl. What?
Wrestlepalooza.
Oh, God. This has just been one of those shows, hasn't
no
it?
No kidding.
Yes. And for more laughs, it's now time.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. All my hate. All of it.
That's going to haunt you till the day you leave this network.
I quit. Your roundtable for this evening, gentlemen. Who has the bigger breakout potential next year, Dolph Ziggler or Cody Rhodes?
I think they're about even.
Well, that's it for the roundtable.
No, I know. I'm not trying to like be funny. I'm being serious. If you look at the path that Ziggler and Rhodes are on, I would not be surprised within the next, I would say, year, that both of them have a world title reign under their belt.
I probably wouldn't go as far as to say, like world title reigns under their belts, but by at least midpoint next year, they'll both be looking to push into the main event scene.
I'll go you one better. Dolph Ziggler main event SummerSlam for the WWE Championship.
Summerfest?
Yes, yeah, Summerfest. Dolph Ziggler is your main event. Against CM Punk.
Only if he gets rid of Guerrero.
See, that's where I think Ziggler has a little bit more potential because he can break away from her and get a little bit more momentum toward it.
See, I thought when they brought in Swagger, that like that was going to be the catalyst to break him away from Vicky and turn him babyface for a while, and
they didn't.
They didn't, and I actually think that might do more for him because if you look at when Jesus Christ, Ric Flair was in the WWE in his first run and with Bobby Heenan, what helped make him such a great heel for them at the time was Bobby Heenan. You could have put Ric Flair all on his own and he'd have been fine. But with that little extra bit of heat from Bobby Heenan, it made it that much better. I would like to see Vicky get maybe a couple of more people. You know, And we sit here and bash her a lot, but like she has kind of adapted and overcome the earlier, you know, bad heat that she got and has turned into like a really good manager.
She has, but that's because she's turned herself back to the point where she basically introduces the person that she's managing and that's it. She isn't this character who's vying for control of a brand.
Yeah, yeah, they took her away from being SmackDown's Michael Cole, since Michael Cole's on both fucking shows now.
Well,
they actually let her be her own.
Which I think helps Ziggler a lot, too. sense. I mean, we remember 2 years ago when he was the guy introducing himself as the crappy porn star name. You know? Hi, I'm Dolph. Hi, I'm Dolph. Job over.
Don't forget about the Spirit Squad.
Oh, God.
He was on the Spirit Squad.
Yep.
Oh, Nikki.
I do see Dolph as the guy who needs to break away. Swagger at the moment needs a manager. He needs Vicky more than Dolph does.
Right.
And Swagger needs to bring back the Monkey Dance.
The Monkey Dance. Dolph versus Swagger Mania?
No. I think you're going to see Dolph versus Ryder at Mania.
They're going to hold it off that long?
I don't think they'll hold it off that long. You'll see it before then.
You'll see it before then, but it'll be another Ryder versus Dolph match. I would honestly like to see them take the U.S. title and the IC title and unify them at Mania. And do like a four-way.
Then that means you gotta get the belt off of Rhodes if you want that to happen. To go with your plan of Goldust versus Rhodes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get the belt off of Rhodes. That's not hard. You just have to do it in a manner that he doesn't drop it to Booker T.
Yeah, you don't need Booker T with the Intercontinental title anymore.
No, you don't.
See, I'd personally like to see the match that we wanted, which was like Goldust versus Cody Rhodes, but if you add the IC title,
I thought you were about to say Booker T with the IC belt, and I was going to have to reach through here and smack you.
No, but I like the idea of Goldust versus Cody Rhodes over the IC belt with the history that Goldust has had with the title.
You know what? But
the proposed idea is title versus career. That's what Goldust wants. I mean, he'll get it, but that's what he's proposing.
It'd be a good swan song.
Yeah.
That way you put over Cody and the IC title at the same time, and Goldust gets to go out in a blaze of glory. I like the idea.
By the way, Mace, real quickly.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the Firelands.
So basically, out of both of them, everyone agrees that they both have potential to be bright stars in 2012.
In their own rights.
I mean, that is, like, you're looking, if you look at Cody Rhodes, you look at DiBiase, and you look at a couple others, that is the future of your company. And with Rhodes and Ziggler, like, that's a pretty bright future. I just want to know if Cody has the ability to be a babyface. Because I think that's something that you need to see out of both of them, because they at some point they're going to have to be baby faces, and you need to see if they're going to be able to do it.
And I think Ziggler has the better potential there.
Absolutely.
He has the cockiness that can get you over as a baby face.
Plus, you also got to remember, Cody, if he turns babyface, they suddenly start comparing him to his old man.
Yeah, but I think the comparisons were there before.
Yeah, the way they booked him originally, that pretty much cemented it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because, well, Cody doesn't have the charisma of his old man.
No, I think he has more than his old man.
Really?
Yeah, personal opinion, I think in the end, personal opinion, I think in the end, Cody Rhodes is going to be on a level, if not better, than his father in certain aspects.
Bold claim.
Hey, I'm the guy that referred to Zack Ryder as a future Hall of Famer, and then three individuals employed by the WWE said the exact same fucking thing.
On TV.
So, on TV.
On TV.
So, guess what? I win.
God, I haven't played that game in a while.
Well, you haven't done a show with him in a month, apparently.
Yeah. In a month, it was like last week.
Didn't count, he wasn't by the computer the entire time.
True.
Great debate.
So,
that's fine.
The bell has sounded for this week's great debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Know Your Role Boulevard. You better get your ass serious, because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to room 316, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know, the crowd just came from the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't faking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
And your Great Debate, gentlemen, starts off
the one where Omega's really going to suck.
Tully Blanchard versus Ronnie Garvin takes on Chris Jericho against Rey Mysterio. We'll start with Spock.
Oh, shit. We'll go Ronnie Garvin and Tully Blanchard.
Just for the hell of it?
Yep.
Omega?
Jericho Ray.
There's not going to be a whole lot of great analysis tonight on this.
Apparently not.
Mr. WCW?
Take a fucking guess.
Ultimate Warrior?
Yep. Warrior always wins. Nah,
it's a sham.
It's rigged. Jericho Mysterio, good storyline. And, you know, the whole mask thing that they did was awesome. Plus, they could actually put on top-knot matches.
Yeah. Next battle, Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker takes on Greg Valentine against Tito Santana. Mace.
Okay, say those again.
Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker against Greg Valentine and Tito Santana.
Aw, you dick.
Fucking runaway, man. Michaels and Taker. By, like, the biggest fucking margin you could ever give to people.
No, the last one was the biggest margin you could probably give. Because Spug just went for the hell of it. But, yeah. Okay. Spug?
I'm going to go for Macho Man versus Randy Savage at WrestleMania 7.
Macho Man versus Randy Savage at WrestleMania 7? He
yes.
versus himself?
Yes, because he's that fucking good and that fucking crazy. Shut up. The Percocets are kicking in. Leave me alone. Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
Omega?
Yeah, fucking duh.
Vote for Hulk versus Hogan. Vote for Hulk versus Hogan.
you know what? You know. Dude Love versus Cactus Jack.
Yes.
With Mankind as the special guest referee.
I heard a rumor once that, and I'm not really sure. It was on a dirt sheet, so I'm not really sure how like true this is. But that before he got real popular in WWE, one of the creative staff in the back had no clue that Dude Love and Foley were the same fucking person. And so they wanted to book that match.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, we did get that one Royal Rumble where all three of them did come out.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Along with Terry Funk and Chainsaw Charlie.
The only thing I'm surprised is no one picked Jake versus the Snake for the win tonight.
I'm going to kick you in the jimmy.
What? He's going to kick him in his little jimmy.
You've never heard that phrase?
Yeah,
I'm going to kick you in the jimmy.
All right. The next time we do the Great Debate, it's going to
Fuck it. Let's do another week right now.
Okay, fine. Here you go. This one we actually talked about. DX versus the Nation Domination taking on AMW against Triple X. Go for it. Spug.
I didn't see a lot of AMW versus Triple X. I'd gone back and watched a little bit of it, but honestly, like, when The Rock led the Nation of Domination, that's what made Hunter and The Rock and made those two factions was that whole fucking feud. So, DX versus NOD.
Omega.
Yeah, pretty much agreed.
Mace.
Fucking Triple X.
DX versus the Mean Street Posse.
Yes!
Well, yeah, okay.
No, definitely DX versus Nation of Domination.
Okay.
Only because it was the first time we got to see the infamous DX skit promos.
That led to Rock versus Triple H in that ladder match at SummerSlam, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Ladder match.
Which was fucking
epic.
Awesome. You only say it's awesome and epic because it's like your husband.
No, it's one of the better ladder matches of that era.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
The only thing wrong with that, Hunter was wearing purple tights.
His ass looks good in purple. Shut up.
Oh. Can we clip that, please?
Apparently, people are wondering if I'm a part of the show. Yes, I'm part of the show. Hi.
This week.
Yep. No, he is a voice in your head. You are freaks.
The next one. Von Erichs versus the Freebirds taking on the Eliminators versus the Gangstas. Mace.
Aww. Oh, who we got?
Von Erichs versus the Freebirds taking on the Eliminators against the Gangstas.
Whew. You know, an Eliminators versus the Gangstas. Only because it led to a tag match where Perry Saturn, complete with a broken leg, dropping elbows off the top rope like a boss.
Spug.
Gangsters versus Eliminators. And one of the key factors, the Gangsters' entrance. How can you go against Dre and Ice Cube? That's all I gotta say.
We aren't voting for the greatest entrance of all time.
No, but that just makes
we've already done that once.
But that makes it more badass. Like that feels some. But seriously, you hear the bass line, them come out, yeah, fuck somebody up. And if you don't like it, you can suck a dick.
Omega.
What?
Make a pick.
Sweet Eliminators and Gangstas.
Paul Heyman. Pick Paul Heyman.
Fuck you.
Does your ass look good in purple tights?
No.
The Eliminators look good in purple tights.
No.
No.
Nah,
does Moppy look good in purple tights?
Hell yeah, she does. Rock's like, I hate you all.
I'm trying to find a transition.
He's trying to go, how many more clips do I have to cut tonight?
Yeah, and transition, I have none, so.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wildfire.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
We really need to get that, like, re-recorded or something, because I don't think any of us in the history of this entire segment have kept it under 60 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's the gag of it. I could always pull out a buzzer if you go over 60 seconds.
Fuck that. You shut your goddamn whore mouth.
Spug, what former wrestler would you like to see WWE bring in as an announcer?
Former wrestler?
Yes. They're apparently looking for new announcer, former wrestlers to be announcers.
CM Punk.
They'd have to fire him for that.
Yeah.
Austin wouldn't be bad at it. Austin wouldn't be horrible at it. I don't think,
Chat room says Goldberg for some reason.
No. That dude's awful.
I will support the chat room, but you people are wrong.
I. God bless it. You had to put me in that position. You know. Fuck me.
For the last time, no!
Goldberg, Piper was good. Edge would be really good. So there's three.
And I only asked for one. Omega.
I'm an overachiever, Rock.
I know.
Overachiever.
And also the chat room says Ultimate Warrior.
The chat room are a bunch of bastards.
Actually, you know who'd be good to bring in for an announcer job? Ted DiBiase Sr.
He'd be alright. And I think the chat room's mentally retarded tonight.
Wait, bring back Dusty Rhodes for commentary. Damn.
Bring back.
Let me tell you something, Danny.
Booker T and Dusty Rhodes on commentary.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to WCW Monday Nitro, everybody.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. No?
No. Mega, should WWE bring back the hardcore title?
Why should they?
It's fine without it.
They're running a campaign on WWE.com. They're asking, should WWE bring back the hardcore title? So I figured I'd ask the question.
So, you know what WWE should bring back? Sense in professional wrestling.
Oh. Sense.
So, in other words, they should be adhering to the Mace laws?
Yes.
Yes.
Even when Mace is not on the show, you shall adhere to the Mace laws?
Yeah, which you need to have a conversation with Alan about that shit.
Anyway, should WWE turn Mark Henry babyface?
No.
No?
Pure and simple, no. He works extremely well as a heel. Keep him as a heel. Do not try to fix what is not broken.
Okay.
Sense, motherfucker, you will make it.
I think they should turn him face and team him with Big Show.
Why? So they can put them as a tag team and blow the ring up?
It's the natural disasters part two.
Yeah.
Part two.
before I ask you all your second question, this one question is for everybody. Did everyone enjoy Jonah Hill's appearance this past Monday on Raw as the guest host?
I didn't even notice it.
Greatest guest host of all time.
He showed up?
No.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Didn't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Spock. What's the worst finishing move of all time? There are many.
There are so many. It's so hard to classify as worse. I mean, the leg drop is pretty bad. The fireman's carry is awful. I think the worst finish of all time, I'm going to have to go with the super kick.
Aww.
I think that is... I mean, it's a great move, but to me, that's not a finish. Like, if you think about it, like, to me personally, that's for a rest spot or for getting some shine on your baby face. That's not a finisher. This is where Mace is going to tell me I'm wrong.
No. You gotta remember, one of my favorite wrestlers uses a DDT as a finish.
Fair enough.
And just to make Spug happy, because someone has to say it.
That's why you're so wrong.
That's fine.
It's Al Snow. Spug will allow it, because it's Al Snow.
Mad Chepper says, worst finisher is Chris Masters, Master Lock.
No.
Oh, no, that one was crap.
That was crap, but, like, the full Nelson as a finish is actually pretty ingenious.
Anyway, Omega, what is your favorite wrestling video game of all time?
Hang on. Yeah.
That's I didn't realize they made Achu the video game.
Achu? Where? Blinkin'! Fagalus? No. Just Mary.
Damn it.
There's plenty of things to bless. We can bless the rocks. The tree.
Oh, Mel Brooks.
Call the locksmith. Okay, answer the question before I keep going.
That's actually really tough. Especially because I haven't played WWE 12. Because I kind of like creating my own characters, if only so I can take people I hate and beat them up. Honestly, going a little old school, I really like the Monday Night Raw game for Super Nintendo.
Old school.
Yeah, if only because I fondly remember eliminating everybody in one single Royal Rumble. A feat I could probably never duplicate now.
You could. These days, yeah.
Tight tights.
You are not helping.
Do you roam around forests looking for fights?
This used to be a show.
What?
Achoo? No. Achoo. God bless you.
If Mace had a group of fans like Ted DiBiase has his posse, Mace, what would your fans group be called?
Keep in mind.
You actually have... keep in mind.
Keep in mind, Ted DiBiase is very fond of his posse. He really likes his posse. Which is very clearly pronounced.
See, I want to go with the Mace Militia, but there's a certain WSU group that would probably kick my head in.
Just one girl, and she has a machete.
Yeah.
That machete's not small, either.
This bug's seen it.
I have. It's quite frightening.
I'll still go with the Mace Militia, because that means she'd have to come down to Australia to kick me in the head. Which I'm quite sure she wouldn't do.
You're just looking forward to getting kicked in the head by a female.
Closest action I've had in a while.
As long as her legs are near my head.
If you'd stop popping blow-up dolls, you wouldn't have this problem, sir.
My name's not Tim.
It's not my fault they don't like it rough.
This Tuesday night is kayfabe wrestling. Someone's got to steer this ship. Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik. Our guest this week is Cassidy Riley, I think.
I guess.
I think. Go to Facebook.
I don't know. I just noticed the quality of our guest continually goes downhill. Next week we're going to be interviewing the floor.
But we have names lined up. That's the good thing.
Like what? The mid-state Florida bantamweight champion? Or perhaps we're going to interview the Florida Peninsula heavyweight midget champion. I don't know.
You'd love that interview.
I might, actually.
Interview a midget.
I might, but can we stop interviewing fucking people from Florida? Nobody cares.
But you... Anyway. Tuesday
night. And that's... Shoot, Wojcik. Suck a dick.
Find out who's on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio by going to Facebook.com/ My Name is Wojcik or Twitter.
Or just look up the roster of any Florida indie fed.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
Steer this ship now, Rock. We're burning fire on it.
Go to CanadianAllPro.com for ticket information to get tickets for Holiday Havoc coming up on...
Why? It'll be closed in a month.
Coming up on December 8th.
Get free comps. Tell them Tim Stein sent you and they still say who.
And he owns the promotion.
Go to CanadianAllPro.com. Saturday night, Midnight SCB Radio. We're coming after Chuck Norris. We're going to throw in Chuck Norris and Walker Texas Ranger this Saturday night, Midnight If. Tune in.
When are we playing the is it Japanese, German, or US porn game?
In a couple weeks.
Rock was
make sure we got everybody
doing the research.
Yeah, Rock's got a few more hours of research to do.
A lot of research to do. Anyway,
he doesn't count it in hours. He counts it in lotion bottles.
So, CB Radio Midnight is this Saturday night, as always. Next Sunday night, we'll be back.
He's not denying it.
He stopped talking to us.
Next Sunday night, we'll be back, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hopefully, Tim's time will get out of the bathroom and join us.
Quit jerking off, old man.
It's all he's got.
Yeah, remember, after a while, you're just going to be spewing dust.
Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork or Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio.
Just be nice to Grandpa. It's only got a few weeks left to work.
Isn't that why they made Viagra?
Don't you realize that his agent might kill him?
We could only hope.
I'm not going to be that much of a dick.
What's he going to do? Fire me?
You're already fired. For me, for Omega, for Spock, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Sunday night live right here on Muscle Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.